about it. Shark Week, this plane.
This is outstanding, guys. Outstanding. Must
you
happen.
You see a guy in white underpants.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then pulling a LeBron chair.
That's right.
This is it. This is the theme song. This is what you got with a little bit of Faldo in there. Every once in a while, a little bit of Faldo.
Just, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Just peace.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
We shouldn't have our own show.
No, it's so stupid. It's so, think about a guy more dignified in sports media than Mark Rolfing, who's waiting to come on the show. He's at Augusta National. He's probably got khakis on. He looks sharp. He looks great. Feels great. And we're rolling out Faldo, Shark Week.
The next two breaks, we're playing it. We're coming. Yeah,
we're playing it. So this is where it currently stands. O versus Hayes in terms of our draft. You are plus 12 with all your picks. I am plus 7, mm-hmm. which is ultimately meaningless because it's day one of the tournament. But I think we have to keep our Canadian players clearly. Hughes is at even par. Connor's at one over. So they're playing pretty well. But you want to flip a coin. And you can replace one guy. Is that what you're telling me?
That's it. By the way, you said your team's not that bad. Your team sucks, too, buddy.
It sucks. Yeah, it does. It's terrible.
Okay.
It's not a good
Hayes,
team.
You can call it. I called the last one. If you win it, you get.
Are we doing it right now?
Yes. Yeah, I guess we'll flip it.
All right. Guys, you know how hard it was to find a coin in my house?
It's 2021, man.
Seriously.
Flip a credit card or something.
Found it, though.
I'll go with Tails. Tails.
Hayes is calling it. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Flip on my hand into the camera.
Is that a
tails?
Tails
it is.
Ooh,
there's the heads.
The Bachelor. I am being handed a rose.
Get Justin Rose, but do I get somebody?
Yeah, we both
get
to flip. Of course we could flip. So I guess as of now, I think I've got to take... Who do I have to get rid of here? Probably Cameron Smith. Yeah, I'll replace Cameron Smith with Justin Rose.
Wow.
I like it. What an update. That's a 10-stroke swing. Okay, I'm on Rosie.
You just went to even with your score.
Yeah, I did.
I'll do mine after we talk to Rolf.
Okay, so you put some thought into it. I'm assuming you're going to drop DeChambeau, but...
No, Rory. I have more faith in DeChambeau coming back.
Okay, well, let's get to the bottom of this from NBC and the Golf Channel. He is golf analyst Mark Rolfing. Thank you for doing this, Mark. What's going on down there?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out whether Justin Rose is playing over at Augusta Country Club next door or whether or not he played Augusta National today. It's just beyond belief to me what he did in that round to turn it around. He basically played the last 11 holes in 9 under par. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, Rolf, we were talking about that at the beginning of our show. We started at 4, and our host Brian said, Dustin Johnson's really got nothing to worry about at plus 2 because you can kind of wiggle your way back into this tournament. Do you have kind of any confidence that Justin Rose can follow that up? I know it's tough to do at that golf course, but if he does, it's kind of out of reach, isn't it?
Well, if he does, the answer would be yes. I don't think, as they always say, you can't win the Masters on Thursday, but you can lose it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he won the Masters today by any means, and it was certainly something that I didn't see coming, nor did anybody else. He's been hurt. His game has suffered. He's been, in the last couple of years, through a major equipment change that didn't work. He had scheduling problems. He's taken, long periods of time off. There was just no indication that this was going to happen. So let's see if he can make it happen a couple days in a row.
Yeah, I'm not overly confident that that'll be the case. But now that I have him in the pool, we just made a trade. I guess I'm rooting for him with Mark Rolfing from the Golf Channel. And just prior to having you on, we were talking about two big names that had tough days. DeChambeau's still on the course. He's at 4 over through 15. McIlroy's in the clubhouse at 4 over as well. Of those two guys, which do you have more faith in getting it back together and making the cut starting tomorrow?
I got more faith in McIlroy, believe it or not. I think you guys were talking about maybe having more faith in DeChambeau, but I will tell you, I just don't like his game plan. He made his first birdie finally at the 15th hole, but he's trying to hit this new driver. It's got 5 degrees aloft, and, you know, he can hit it a long way, but he is hitting it all over Georgia, and he's trying to drive it on holes over the trees at number one, over the trees at number 11, you know. And the further you hit it, the more crooked you hit it, and the more crooked you hit it when you hit it that far, the worse trouble it gets in. I don't like his game plan. You can't play Augusta that way, I don't believe. And I thought Rory held it together pretty well today. And he's notorious for starting badly and then coming back and shooting a good one tomorrow.
Rolf, how do these guys, like, they have these teams, psychiatrists, fitness guys, stretching guy, range guy. How does Bryson not have a guy to pull him aside and say, take your 5-degree driver and shove it and just have a normal setup and just try to use your power on some particular holes, basically the par fives, and your overall game, as you showed at Bay Hill and for the most part at Sawgrass, do that and you got a good chance to win. It's overthinking it.
Yeah, I think the problem is this team is nothing but scientists. You know, there aren't a lot of artists on his team. There's not a lot of creativity. It's all a formula, and they believe in the formula, and they believe it's going to work. But, you know, Augusta National is not a paint-by-numbers kind of golf course. You need some imagination. And, you know, Jack Nicklaus was in with us yesterday morning on the show, and he was just kind of scratching his head because, you know, Jack Grout was Nicklaus's teacher his entire life, but he told us that Jack Grout never once came on to the practice range with him at a tournament, let alone having 4 or 5 or 8 or 10 guys, you know, on these people's teams that are coming up with all these formulas. Bryson DeChambeau is a great putter. He's a phenomenal putter. He's got a good short game. He should not be taking the kind of chances that he's taking.
Mark, you talked about a guy with a good putter. Jordan Spieth has been a guy, you know, putting really well lately, playing really well lately, and leading up to this tournament, I believe he was one of the tournament favorites. He's sitting at +1 right now, and you just talked about the run that Justin Rose was on. I think he finished the last 11 holes -9. You think Jordan Spieth is still in contention here and could make a push here in the next couple days?
Yeah, I hope he learned a lesson at number 9. He drove it in the trees. He actually drove it pretty well today for him, especially considering he's got a new driver. The one he won with last week, he cracked during the tournament in San Antonio and had to take out a play. So he's got a new driver this week. I thought he drove it well, but then he hit the trees at number 9 and tried to play a miracle shot out and ricocheted off the trees. Ended up making a 7 on the hole. Now, I just went through the stats. The last time a player made a 7 on a hole and won the Masters was 1982. Hmm. 40 years it's been since a guy made a 7 and won. That doesn't mean he can't do it, but he certainly cannot make another mistake like that. And as good as he is, you just shouldn't be taking chances like that, especially on a Thursday. If it was Sunday and you were 3 behind, okay, I can see it. But if he'd have chipped it out and made a 5, obviously he'd had a score that was 2 shots lower.
We're chatting with Mark Rolfing of the Golf Channel, day one of the Masters down at Augusta. And again, Justin Rose shot a 7-under. He has a 4-shot lead after the first round. But I'm looking a little bit further down the leaderboard, guys who had pretty good days with big names and that have that pedigree. A guy like Patrick Reed, who's won there before, he's at 2-under. You've got John Rahm shot an even par. Schauffele, an even par. Morikawa's at even through 14. Those names right there intrigue me, Mark. Like, those are guys that were favorites, you know, top 10, top 15 players in the world, and they did enough just to stay in it on day one.
I'm with you. I actually like Reed. He was one of my pre-tournament picks. For a guy like Patrick Reed, I think the tougher the conditions, the better, and the wind is supposed to come up a little bit this weekend. What he wants is a scenario where players are missing a lot of greens and you're having to chip and pitch and scramble around these greens, because he's the best in the world at that. I don't think anybody that shot even or 1 over or even 2 over is out of it yet by any means. You know, what Rose did was shit. It was a full six strokes better than anybody's done this afternoon. He's got a four-shot lead to begin with, but he's six better than anybody that played in the afternoon. So it's highly unlikely that's going to happen again tomorrow.
Of all the years I've watched the Masters, I don't know if I've ever seen the greens. I mean, Augusta's obviously known for everything being green, but those greens are almost like browning out on Thursday. Was that part of the game plan of, like, we're going to show these guys a speed that they're not quite familiar with, have never seen here before?
Well, you know, they have an amazing way, this committee, of tightening the screws on this golf course. And when somebody goes out and shoots 20 under par like Dustin Johnson did in November, it's probably no surprise, you know, that they came back at the other end of the spectrum. Now, there has been prediction of some rain. It was supposed to rain this afternoon a little. It never did. Now they're talking about 70% chance tomorrow, maybe. So I'll imagine what they did was took them right to the edge, expecting a little bit of precipitation, and it didn't happen. I think now they're probably hoping it does rain just a little bit, because those greens are right on the edge. I've never really seen them look like this, maybe on a Sunday at the Masters, but certainly not on a Thursday.
Well, it's going to be an awesome 4 days. Great stuff as always, Mark. We really appreciate you taking time. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Take care.
There's Mark Rolfing of the Golf Channel. And again, the Golf Insider Report is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. So we flipped the coin just prior to having Mark on, and I'm switching out Cameron Smith for Rose. I don't think Rose is going to hold on to this. Like, I'm not overly comfortable with it, but he's off to such a great start. I can't turn my back on that. That's a 10-stroke swing in one round. So you have the ability to drop someone. You can drop whoever you want, and you can pick up whoever you want. You're on the clock.
I'm going to take your boy. I'm going to dump Rory, and I'm going to take Webb
Simpson.
Yeah, I like it. Club cleaning.
Carlo, every time this guy tees it up, he texts me and says, why does Webb Simpson have so much suntan lotion on his face? Every time. It's like, outrageous. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the only guy. He's got it everywhere. Like, he's baking in this.
Yeah.
And he's got his little string where he cleans his clubs. And that video the other day was just absurd. But, okay, I like that play. I mean, Simpson was 2-under today. That's a big swing. So you're going to drop McIlroy,
yes,
and you're going to pick up Webb Simpson. Okay, and that's it. That's enough.
No, one more. You get one more tomorrow, and I get to choose first because you got today.
One more tomorrow. Okay. All right, I'll give you that. Then we go into the weekend clean, and it's over. That's enough.
It's over.
This is already ridiculous that we're making trades.
No.
Nah, Canadians, this is fun, man.
Canadians,
fun.
You can't change. You can't change your Canadian.
Canadians, you got all the way to the well. Okay, I like it.
I think this is a fair thing you guys should do with every tournament, because it's so hard to predict 4 days into it, but you should at least get one guy you should be able to change after day one.
Yeah. I can't tell you how bad my other picks are. Like, it's just it's just the combination. Like, I'm in this pool, and we've taken 11 guys, and it's day one, so there's going to be a lot of movement. By this time tomorrow, you're going to look at the board, it's going to be a lot different, but it's pretty ugly. It's pretty ugly. And basically, anyone that's got, you know, Rose, if you've taken Matsuyama, if you've got Simpson, Reed, you're in a good spot. You know, there's only so many guys under par.
Yeah.
How many guys are under par right now? There's maybe 8 guys, 12 guys, 12 guys under par? That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
How tough it's playing. So,
12 guys.
Yep.
And speaking of McIlroy, did you guys see that tweet that Grappler just sent out about how he gets better at the Masters after day one? In the round one of his scores, he's plus 32 at the tournament. Rounds 2 to 4, he's minus 64.
I might be picking him up tomorrow. That might be my pick tomorrow, is McIlroy catching a heater, shooting a 61 tomorrow. And
didn't that happen at the Players? When you had McIlroy, you dropped him, and then he shot like
minus
8.
No, it was the last Masters. He dumped McIlroy.
Oh, it was in November.
He started charging up the leaderboard.
It was literally what just happened. What just happened. I dropped McIlroy, and then he started charging. He
finished
like T6. Just dropped him, and guess what's going to happen?
No, it's not happening.
Well, we'll see. Your boy DeChambeau looks brutal out there. Like, I love that. Why would you, like, a 5-degree driver?
Because he wants to be a hero. Like,
that's just all it is.
It's just so ridiculous, man.
It's heroics. And it's burning him, man. And we'll see what he's got. But it's a more entertaining tournament if he's in it. So yes. I hope he makes a cut. But apparently my boy Sungjae Im is on tilt. He took a quad on 15.
What?
I'm reading about this. Apparently he was over the green in two. He was over the green in two on 15, and he cards a 9. And then he's steaming on 16. He takes a bogey on 16.
Wow.
Yeah, Sungjae Im is not
trunk slamming.
In a good
he's
spot.
Just trunk slamming.
He is really not in a good place.